years, but now Oxford University is bringing its teaching right into the 21st century.
A new initiative is being launched which will put lectures from senior academics available on the internet, available as a download from iTunes for the world to hear.
To tell us more about the plan, Pete Robinson from Oxford University. So what's going to be happening then?
Hi Danny, well it's very exciting. The university is making around about 150 hours of interviews, lectures, discussions available for free. On the internet and through Apple iTunes U.
And I was reading as well tips for prospective students about how to apply interview techniques,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely lots of stuff there, particularly if you've got kids of school age, if you're a mum and dad out there, there's interviews, tutorials, lots of helpful information to show you what it's like about being a student at Oxford University.
Is this part of their coursework? Form part of future coursework?
Well, it does for some of the students. For instance, the art students have put some of their art material in and they've made interviews with each other talking about their own work. But it's across the whole of the university. It shows all the kind of activities that happen in a research-based university. So you've got Nobel Prize-winning research scientists talking about their work. We've got lectures in philosophy, engineering, German politics. And we're trying to make it very up to date. So, for instance, we changed the front page to make sure we had something on this amazing credit crunch crisis that's happening. So we've got a Nobel Prize winning economist, Stiglitz from Columbia University, who gave a talk a few months ago predicting that in his words in this talk in May, he said, you know, he thought it was going to be as bad as the 1920s recession. So we're trying to show the kind of intellectual activities that happen at Oxford University.
So is this information and these sort of podcasts available to anyone? And are they free?
Yeah, absolutely free. There's no subscription. It's just out there for you to download. And there's lots of stuff there. If you're a prospective student, if you've had some connection with the university or a supporter, or if you're just intellectually curious about what happens in a university, have a dip in, see if there's anything that tickles your fancy. We've got lots of talks on science, humanities, philosophy. We've got a cracking professor talking about quantum nanotechnology and atomic cats. It's just all in there. It's great stuff.
So where's all this come from? Have you been recording lectures for years?
Yeah, we've been whizzing around interviewing people over the last few months from right across the university, and the academics have been very happy because they're very excited about their own subjects. They're passionate people and they feel they have an obligation to disseminate their stuff. And the university has also always had public lectures. This is nothing new. Going back 100 years, we've had public lectures where people can come in and just listen to a talk from a world-class expert.
So how has all this come about now? Because, I mean, sort of audio, video on the web's been available for quite some time now. Why have you decided to move forward now?
Well, I think it's just recognition that we are a global university. We've got a large proportion of our students and graduate students come from abroad. We've got a lot of this material scattered across the university anyway, buried away in websites here, there and everywhere. Even if you're a member of the university, it's difficult to find this stuff. So the decision was just made to say, let's try and collate all this stuff together into a portal and make it really easy for other people from around the world to find this stuff.
I gather we're not alone, though. Our dreaded enemies just over on the east of England are doing the same thing, I hear.
Well, we decided that Cambridge University and Oxford University decided to, with a gentleman's agreement, to launch
working
at the
together.
Launch at the same time.
Traitor!
But I'd like to think our site is a little bit more special.
Yeah, obviously, it goes without saying. So is this going to be a point, though, that students are going to now start skipping lectures and just think, oh, I'll catch up with it online?
Well, that's a very good question. I think it's probably a better question. Is our academics going to stay in bed instead? No, of course. I mean, the Oxford system's, you know, it's special. You've got one-to-one tutorials where you could be sat on a couch talking about medieval English with a world-famous professor. That's unique and special to the university.
Okay, the big question. My name's Danny. I watch Match of the Day. I have a kebab on a Saturday night. I'm trying to get on top of the credit crunch thing and all that. Am I going to understand any of this?
Well, that's really good. I mean, I can understand. I don't profess to be an expert in all these subjects, but I find that there's lots of stuff there, particularly the health talks. We've got a famous expert talking about eating disorders, another research scientist talking about cancer. These are just normal interviews that anybody would find of interest, particularly if you've got some connection with the subject.
And how do you want to develop things further then? Where do you see this going?
Well, the academics are very, very keen to put their stuff on. The head of the Maths and Physical Sciences division, he gave a really good talk to me the other day about the origins of the solar system, and he'd like to do some more podcasts. And we've had a guy from Phonetics saying he'd like to carry on doing the stuff. So we hopefully this time next year we'll have a heck of a lot more material. I mean, even now we have 150 hours worth of material, which is probably would take you 4 weeks if you just sat down and listened to it 9 to 5.
That's quite a while. I'm tempted to start. Pete Robinson from Oxford University, many thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Danny.